It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and boy, we don't deserve this treat. We really don't. All-Purpose Adams here with me, engineering, and we are very fortunate to be graced by the lovely and talented The Pierces.
Aw, hello.
There you go.
See, that was put on.
But this is a great story. The Pierces are Catherine and Allison Pierce. Why don't you identify each voice so they know who's Catherine, who's Allison?
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Allison.
Okay. So for the rest of the interview, helps. You have to speak in those voices. this is a great story. And as we discussed before we went on mic, I probably have the more fairy tale version of it in my head. But nonetheless, you know, I have a roadmap. It's a very secret and rare roadmap to stardom.
Hmm.
Not many copies. Now, Lori from your label, she has a copy of this roadmap, so stick close to her. And I was checking my very rare and unique roadmap to stardom, and I didn't see a path that went from Alabama to New York to the UK back to the States. But that's the path that you have taken. Born in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick up born in Alabama and start us on how you decided to get into music, make your way to New York, some trials, tribulations, what happened, and what transpired thereafter.
How long do we have here?
We didn't get that roadmap when we were born, so we had to make our own, and we took some unnecessary detours, I think.
No, I think that they were necessary because I think, you know, you can't trade your experience, you know, and all that we've learned. But so, yeah, we were born in Alabama. Our father is a musician, and he realized when we were very young that we could sing. And so he nurtured that, and we started singing in churches, at weddings, parties, whoever would, you know, sit and listen. Our father would pull out the guitar, and we would sing together. And so I think that's from early on, we just assumed that's what we were going to do. We were going to be in a band and we were going to be singers. And,
I can't even begin to tell all these details, but
I'm trying to figure out how to shorten it. So first we got a record deal in Nashville when we were in our early 20s, and then that didn't really work out. So we moved to New York. And we got a record deal there, made another record, and that didn't really work out either.
Then we made another record.
And then we were sick of everything, and we almost broke up at that point, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Not as sisters, but as a performer.
No, as sisters.
As sisters, too.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
We got back together.
Yeah, but then we got back together because there was a friend of ours in New York wanted us to come in and just start recording in his studio, and we ended up making this record. That was kind of life-changing for us, I think, music-wise.
It was our first time to record without a label.
Yeah.
So we really kind of found ourselves musically. We were really experimental. We didn't realize we were making a record. We thought we were just having fun. So we kind of experimented with genres and all sorts of sounds, and it was so fun and amazing. And then we ended up getting another record deal off of those songs. And so we put it together as this crazy little eclectic album.
13 Tales of Love and Revenge.
Right. And that one actually, it got some attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the first time our personalities really kind of came out in the songs. And
it was that we had quite a few songs on TV shows.
Yeah.
And that sinks and the like.
Yeah, that helped get some new fans. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of just would fizzle because we didn't really have...
We didn't have the funds or the means. We were on an indie label with like one part-time employee. So it didn't really...
The ball would never get really rolling.
The ball just stopped, really. And we didn't know what to do next.
So we broke up again as sisters and as bandmates. and then the very next day, we got a phone call from Guy Berryman, the bass player from Coldplay. And he wanted to work with us.
Were you going, who is this? Who is this really?
Who is this really? So I called Allison and I was like, we are not broken up anymore. We are going to make a new record with a guy from Coldplay. And that is the record that you have today. And we put it out in the UK first, and it's it did really well there. It's already gone gold, which is really exciting for us. And so now we're bringing it back here.
Like to drink alone. 7 months to the day you left me here on this avenue. And now I think of you. Baby, where'd you go? Did you sail away over some distant ocean? Darling, what we had, it cannot be taken, it cannot be broken, and it won't be forgotten. No, it won't be forgotten. Cracks in the ground, the tallest buildings they never knew. Oh, they never knew. Baby, where'd you go? Did you sail away over some distant ocean? Darling, what we had, it cannot be taken, it cannot be stolen, and it won't be forgotten. No, it won't be forgotten.
We are stars, fashioned in the flesh and bone. We is to remain alone. We are moves. Throw ourselves around each other. We are oceans, being controlled by the pull of another. And I just wanna be loved by you. Desire, we are dreamers, wishing upon what we were born from. We make plans, killing ourselves, and then we mourn them. And I just wanna be loved by you. You.
So then when you start to work not only with Guy but with Rick Simpson, mm-hmm. That had to bring a certain perspective to the music. Yes.
Well, yeah, because I think we were ready to. So the last album, The 13 Tales of Love and Revenge, was so eclectic. We got to experiment and figure it. So it did move us towards, you know, finding our identity as musicians. And so we were ready to make a record that sounded more whole and more like a complete thought. And they, I don't know how it happened. It was just, you know, one of those kind of magic things. They just saw where we wanted to go, and they took us there.
Well, and to give the audience perspective that don't know, you know, the record in Europe and in the UK particularly really exploded. I mean, it was the most played record on BBC Radio. It was knocked Adele off the top of the charts.
I mean, not quite. Almost.
You know, that seems to be impossible.
You know, yeah. all these great things are happening.
We feel like we have fans here. You know, we know that we do. We just really haven't had a good opportunity to go play for them. So we're really curious to see what happens when we do tour here. We feel like a foundation has been laid overseas, and we have somewhat of a foundation here, so we're really excited to come back in here and play.
Who were some of those artists that perhaps came before that, you know, from the harmony standpoint, you really paid attention to and were influenced by?
Just harmonies wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Definitely Simon and Garfunkel.
And the Beatles.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joni Mitchell had a lot of interesting harmonies, even though it was her singing with herself. I definitely learned some about harmony from her, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Everly Brothers,
Backstreet Boys.
It's okay. You're the younger sister. It's okay. Yeah. You can throw that one in. That's being truthful. Well, we want to thank you for coming by. It's Catherine and Allison Pierce. They are the Pierces, and you will be hearing their music moving forward here on KCSN, and you will be hearing a lot of these two wonderfully talented siblings who have harmonies that are otherworldly. And thanks for coming to KCSN.
Oh, thank you
so much for having us.
You got it.